But
welcome back, guys, to Yikes, episode
four. Word.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's cracking? Yeah. We're here to talk about social media today.
Yes.
We're on some inspirational, motivational vibes tonight.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Always.
Always.
So, social media.
So let's talk about our feelings about this social media.
Okay.
Because this is like a huge, it's part of everyone's life.
It's right. Life nowadays, like, yeah. Yeah, social media is...
If you let it be.
But it's just so crazy. Think about, like, the news and everything is so... The simplest stuff, like, why were the Kardashians on the news? About something about... You remember when that whole thing with Black China and Rob and, like...
Baby.
Yeah, like, why is that on the news?
You know what? Celebrities, I don't understand why we all... Like, I mean, I guess I understand it, but, like, I kind of don't. Like,
I don't
look up to these, like, people that have unbelievable amounts of money, and we compare ourselves to them as if we've had the same opportunities in life that they have, which just is not, in fact, true.
No. Right.
So, like, we are living different lives, and that's fine. Like, there's just different people. There's
different media definitely
ways to live life. But social media makes everyone want to live the same life.
Right.
Yeah. And that's boring as heck.
Boring. Yes, that is so boring.
So stupid.
So what is your favorite social media platform?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Facebook now, but I think because it's a lot of positivity on my Facebook anyway.
That's good. You have cultivated, like, a good, like, empowering, like, refreshing, positive Facebook page.
Thank you. I appreciate that because I
am not personally a Facebook fan
because
I just can't figure out how to use it. Like, I don't know what is wrong with me, but Facebook is so, like, hard for me to use.
Yeah.
And it's weird because it's not.
It's really.
But.
Yeah, I try to be positive as I can be on Facebook.
You are.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I had a Facebook when I was younger, but I would say mine is Instagram. Oh, Twitter used to be my stuff.
I used to love Twitter, but I deleted it for a while.
Yeah.
And when I put it back on my phone, all it is ads.
Yeah.
And every other tweet is an ad, and it's
so annoying
to scroll through.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I want to go on Twitter to laugh.
I'm about to say Twitter used to be so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I haven't been Twitter in a long time.
Yeah. But Instagram, I like Instagram because I like pictures. I like visuals. So.
I do. I like pictures. But also, like, Instagram, I had to delete a lot of, like, the people that I was, like, following that were, like, social media influencers. Like, I have a very few people that I follow because otherwise, like, I let it get to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I just think also, I mean, I know social media is a way for, it's a good thing because it is a way for everyone to be connected. But it's like, I don't know this person per se. Why am I watching their everyday life?
Right.
Right. We all know what we're doing all the time.
Like, I follow a lot of clothing pages. A lot of, like, not so much a personal person's page. Like, just.
But the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And the vibe.
Yeah.
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 I think social media is good, like, inspiration. Like, I love Pinterest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's great that people have platforms to, like, speak their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we're using social media
right now.
To, like, speak our minds and our opinions and share our thoughts and ideas.
Yeah, and I think it's just about how you use it.
Yep.
Like, some people get addicted and make it their lives, like y'all said, and that's not good. But I think if you can, like, not take it so serious because it's really just nothing.
It's nothing.
But if you can use it to inspire or to be positive and things like that, I think that's the best thing to do.
I think that is the best way. That's the best way to go about it because otherwise...
What's the whole point?
The point... Like, it's just... You would end up sad.
And I'm just thinking...
Like, I wouldn't have a purpose.
I'm just thinking back to a time, like, when we were kids and our parents were raising us. Nobody was putting their whole life on social media. Like, nobody knew what was going on inside my house.
That's...
Like,
and I think that that's important.
Yes. Like, I think that is so.
And then people are so crazy. Quick to say, oh, y'all need to mind your business. Sis, your business is
everything. On it's there. Right there. Yeah. And well, then it turns into people like wanting to capture every moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, like, that.
I think.
And you're not enjoying
it. But this is
you're
what not I'm enjoying saying.
It if you're just trying to, like, keep proof.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When why yeah. can't you just like enjoy the enjoy moment?
It without and
I, if you and do I, enjoy it.
Like
the I moment.
Noticed like we went on vacation, there was barely any pictures.
Any pictures like, was like us a us bathroom
forcing,
break.
Yeah, and us forcing like we need to get pictures yeah. of guys because yeah. we're not taking any pictures. We were just enjoying
in the moment, like
our vacation.
And
like,
that's what you should do. Yeah. You're on vacation for a reason.
Exactly, right. exactly.
And,
right.
Yeah, and we ought to prove to other people that we were having a good time. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's like, who? It's were like, you really?
Like on Snapchat, on people's Snapchat stories, it's like, who really had the funnest weekend?
Yes.
Like, did you go out every night? Did you?
Uh-huh.
Like, and it's just too much because that's not real life. Like, I'm tired a lot of the time.
Like, I just want to relax.
Oh, God.
And that's the thing. And people are always posting when the thing's on the up and up, but when it's mm-hmm. down and bottom.
Yeah,
nobody's... We ain't talking about that. I mean, yeah. sometimes y'all do be talking about y'all struggles kind of openly, you know what I'm
sometimes
saying?
Sometimes it's a little bit.
Yeah, I think Jay makes a good point because people need to realize that, of course, everybody's going to post positive, like, yeah. their best things that are going on in life, so you shouldn't think that you're not measuring up because they yeah. have bad days, too. They're just not posting about it.
And they can be having a bad day at that moment, just want to post something good.
Yeah,
something.
I feel like when I'm having a bad day, that's more reason for me to post positivity on my Facebook.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
what I do when I am having like a rough day. I post a quote for myself, and if somebody else is having a exactly. bad day, then they right. can see it and feel better.
Like I always try to think about like myself and like someone else's shoes. Like this would be nice to like see yeah. today.
Right. Yep.
Like I would like to hear that.
Yeah.
I've been on a social media hiatus. I haven't been on there in like so long.
Good yeah. for you.
But. When I do go on there now, it's usually I'm posting some positive stuff on my yeah. Instagram story.
I'm pretty much only on Facebook. I do have an Instagram, and I have the app and stuff, but I don't be taking pictures. I'm not that's good at
I don't
taking
post
pictures.
Very much.
And I just feel like, what like you were saying, what is the point of social media? Like, me just posting pictures of myself all day long. Okay, like, I and know what I look like.
And you're getting validation from other people. Yeah. That like you're concerned about the likes, and it's right. just, it's really pointless. And I on it. Did you hear they were talking about taking the likes yeah. off of Instagram? And I would have liked that because, yeah. like, then you don't care. Like, you're just posting because you want
you
to.
I remember when Instagram first came out, we used to post the most simplest stuff. Like,
us
really just.
Like, posting just memes and like stuff like
it was
that.
So, yeah. it's not, it wasn't scripted at all. Like, I see so many influencers, like, I love YouTube. I watch a whole bunch of YouTube videos. And you just see video after video. How I edit my Instagram video, pictures. How I edit my Instagram pictures.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Like, why? And I really, like, watched one video earlier just to see, like, what exactly they do. Because I'll be like, it just be the lighting with my pictures that I just don't be liking sometimes. But, like, they really go in and edit every mark. Like, this girl said I had lipstick on my chin, so she, like, edited it off. And I'm like, bro,
ooh.
Why?
You know what?
I don't even know how to do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, why make a whole new picture?
Right.
Just post what you look like.
You know, like, I have a story about that. So, last night, I was like, yeah, I don't take pictures anymore. Like, when I am going out to do something, yeah. like, I don't think, oh, yeah, let me take pictures
right.
before I do this anymore.
Right.
Because they end up ruining my night every single time. Because mm. I look at this picture and I pick it apart. Mm-hmm. And then this one girl, she was like, that's what Photoshop's for. And I was like, but I am not going to sit there and edit myself to look a certain way when I could just not worry about it in the first place.
And not take the picture.
And not take the picture.
And that's
why would I post something of myself that doesn't look like me?
Right. It's not you at the end of the day. And it's not about if someone sees you, you won't look different. No. It's really
about
you.
Love.
So, again. And then it's like on top of, and again, makeup, I feel like makeup, If you're using it with the right intentions, again, everything is intentions. If you're not using it to mask what you don't like, but just to accentuate what you do right. like or whatever, cool. But you're doing that on top of making a whole new picture. Like,
yeah.
I get it if you were a model and you got a, I get it.
Oh
but
my
just
gosh,
for your everyday yeah. just chilling in the crib picture, no.
Yeah, I've been trying, like, no filters.
Yeah.
All natural pictures. For myself. That's yeah. what I've been trying to do. Because I used to be big on filters. Because I like the filters. They're cute.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
now I just try to not even do filter. And just try to and it is what it is, because this is my face, and I love my face.
Like, honestly, and you should, and that's good.
I do take random, like, so I have a bunch of pictures in my phone that like, nobody Instagram sees is probably never going to see, because it's just, I just like taking pictures for me now. But I guess, once I figure out, again, what I want to do, like, exactly what I want to do in the world, that's when I feel like social media will become more of a priority to me, because I have a way
you
to get what
yourself.
See, I think that's where I'm at, like, that's kind of where I'm at, like, it's like real career-y,
exactly,
inspirational,
not
and
just
it's like
get
for
money,
like,
but
for
were you
for betterment of other people, for, like, that's like, or just, that's what I'm saying, it's, social media is good because it's a way to get yourself out there, and so many people have became successful off of social media, like one post or one video or just people pages just blowing up, like business pages just blowing up.
And I think it's hard too, because people want it, people like think like, oh yeah, I want to take this picture because like I want to be like an Instagram like
model
or an famous Instagrammer. And it's like, I just don't want to be in that light.
Also saying too, don't get me wrong, I know a lot of Instagram models, they got connections from that. And I see, if you're doing it that way, cool, but there's some people that, like,
some people are really good at it, but I'm the whole like system of that, I can't personally,
I don't have the brain system for that.
Yeah,
I feel like I would be lowering my self-worth, kind of, like, for me personally. Not saying that those girls do, because everybody likes different things, but I just feel like I in our previous episode, I don't like being vulnerable in front of a lot of people. So a lot of the stuff that they post and stuff like that, I just couldn't see myself doing.
Right.
And it's also like, I never, and that's another reason why I don't, it sounds crazy, post pictures on Instagram, because I never want to be validated by my looks. Like, I always want to be validated. Well, not validated, but if anything, if you're going to like me, it's because of who I am, not the way I look. So just to be posting pictures is like, these people just want to see the way, and then, like, they just want to look at it.
I feel like it's shallow.
Yeah, like it's like
no depth to social media.
Until I really get it down, what I want to put out.
And that's where I think, like, I really, like, whittled, once I got my social media back, I whittled it down to literally only people that I want to see. I mean, granted, I do have a lot of people that, like, I probably, like, that I don't pay attention to on social media, but, like, for the most part, most of my feed is only things that I would want to see and care about. Like,
exactly.
I don't follow people that just, like, just to see them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, honestly.
Right.
Yep.
I feel like that's my whole Facebook. Like, I have so many Facebook friends that I don't know who half of them are, like, but again,
isn't that interesting? Like, why?
And these people watch you grow up, low-key. It's people that's been following me on Instagram since I was like 13, or like not 13, but like 14. Like,
you done watched your kids grow up on a damn
social media. I know your kids, but I don't know your kids.
Right.
Like,
it's crazy.
I found my old Facebook from like 6th grade.
My Facebook is still the same Facebook, so I just get the flashbacks, and oh my gosh, some of the stuff I was posting, I need to smack in
that's
my damn head.
I went back on my old Facebook, I said, who was,
like, I should not have been,
who hurt me,
exactly, who did it,
oh my gosh, our little, like, teenage middle school dramatic selves.
Oh my gosh,
so dramatic.
Now I see what my mom was saying,
right,
like, I was annoyed
like, at that damn social media,
what a time to, like, not be alive, like, oh my god,
yo, that,
right. Middle school and high school was so terrible. I mean, that's a really negative.
I know.
But really, like, I could have done without it.
It's annoying. It was really annoying now I think about it. But going back to social media, how we grew up, we came up, social media came
with
us. So some of the stuff that these kids are exposed to so early on, we weren't exposed to yet. So we were still kids nowadays.
Now it's just what shit is.
It's like these kids are more established than I am at 12 years old. Like the way like they live their lives, like it's so grown. It's not even mature. It's grown.
Yeah, it's like, did they have a childhood?
Yes. Right. Like,
I was gonna say something, but I'll save it for after the break.
Okay.
We have a lot to say about social media, good and bad.
Yes.
I feel like we have a lot of good things to say.
Yeah. Because we have it. Hello, podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello. we're back.
And we're back.
Yes.
All right.
So, I wanted to quickly mention, I saw something about this, like, kid. I think he was, like, 12 years old or super young. And he, like, paid for his mom's, like, medical bills, I think, or, like, paid off her student loans, something like that, just by playing, like, streaming Fortnite. See? And wow. I just want to also give a quick shout out to my brother, Alex. He, like, streams Fortnite. I think his name is, like, Mix in Chief and Reefin or something. So if
that's
you,
a cool name.
Yeah, yeah, so, I mean, he has a really cool video. So check that out. I just want to do a quick plug.
That's not to plug your brother in. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what people, I'm saying. It's beneficial in that type of way.
Right.
Like,
like, you're telling me a 12-year-old is making that much money?
Like, geez, like, I from, like, how to play Fortnite.
I got some student loans.
You can really, right. You can really figure it out. And I think people that do are so smart, and they have such an advantage, honestly, because we're, like, working, like, hard work, physical jobs.
And they're sitting here. And I mean, like, it's a job. Don't get me wrong.
It is. It's a lot to manage.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a lot to keep. You got to keep that same energy and that same, you know.
They're just different types of jobs. Yeah. Like, there's different careers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, but speaking of videos, people getting famous off of videos, we were talking about how people stage relationships and stage things within, like, YouTube relationshippers. I don't know what to call them. Mm-hmm. YouTube relationship
just
influencers.
YouTubers.
YouTubers. Okay, like, yeah. Couple and, YouTubers.
Or, like, yeah, a couple.
Yeah. Oh.
And also, can we talk about breakup videos? Because now people that are in
people
relationships. Yes. Yeah, so people
it's like
that are
protect your mom shit.
People that are social media, like, influencers, if they're in relationships and they break up, they have to make a video claiming, like, they have to, like, come out and say it on YouTube and, like, update the entire world.
See,
on their relationship
that's
status.
That's annoying.
And that is, could you imagine?
I don't even want to update myself that much. Right. What's going on?
I can't imagine just having my whole life on social media. I mean, on YouTube like that.
Yeah.
I'm obligated to tell you that I broke up with
my business.
And that's what I'm
saying.
What is wrong with the people that is watching this
stuff?
But
that's the thing. I watch them because they're just interesting. Like, we're all nosy. Like, I want to know, like, if his life, like, is kind of similar to mine. Or, like, if your life is, like, similar to mine. Like, did they feel the same things? Like,
right. Okay, so you're trying to connect through media.
I feel like it's like a movie, like almost like you're watching a movie.
Yeah,
honestly,
it is.
But that, and it's, I feel it's bad for the people that really be going through stuff, and they are influencers or YouTubers or some kind of celebrity
and
figure,
they can't get a break,
and they can't
go
away from it.
I feel like I would go absolutely crazy. Like, I feel like I have anxiety when we're talking about it right now, because I could not imagine my life being like that. I'm so private. And, like, my life is my life, and I just couldn't imagine having to just have everything,
like,
out.
You're obligated to what's
out
going
in
on
the open for everybody, the whole world. I just think about Chris Brown right now. That's
me
what
too.
I'm thinking about.
Me too.
Because they be just, he can't catch a break.
He can't do nothing.
And I'm not saying he's perfect, but my man can't catch a break.
Everybody makes mistakes. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's just where the light is shining on them, at, like, what spotlight's on.
He can't do anything right.
And that's what I don't understand for the people
in the media.
Well, no one can. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, no one can, because no one's perfect, but social media makes you think that
everything
there is a level of perfection that you should be striving to reach towards, and then people get there and they're like, "Well, fuck, now what?"
Oops. But yeah, and it's just like, and people expect everyone to be accountable for how their feelings. Like, if someone posts, "Oh, I don't like this thing." Well, how can you say that? Yeah. And why would you? It's like,
well,
whoa, bro, it's my opinion. Like,
and it's my social media page.
And listen, and that's what I learned. Like, people, if I don't like what you're posting, I will unfollow you with no problem. Like,
That's what I'm starting to do.
It's no problem.
If your posts make me so mad that I want to comment under it, I gotta delete you.
Yeah, why do you have to start something? Like, when you could just not say anything.
Right.
Not say anything.
And just, like, move on with your life, because in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter.
Right. And it's their page. They can say or do whatever they want on their own page.
And I feel like people don't realize how much social media doesn't exist in a way. Like, that, it's not, like, I don't know how to
It's a construct that we just created out of nothing.
We created, because think about it. I'm posting a picture, but that's not happening at this moment. Because if it was, I wouldn't be on my phone. Like, whatever I'm doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when people post, like, we're not on vacation. No, they're back in their hotel room now, laying down under a blanket, posting this picture. Like, it's not in the present moment. So, it's really not living. Right. So, it's not live. Like, only thing that's live is the lives that they have. Like, it's just...
Which you should be living.
Yeah.
And just living.
Exactly. That, and I feel like a lot of people, if... We took away social media, a lot of people wouldn't do a lot of things that they do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will do things that they should do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't.
Yeah, people, man, Facebook is a show. So, that's sometimes I get on there just to get a laugh because, woo, Facebook is crazy.
People post some funny things.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Facebook is crazy.
That is also with anything. Like, sometimes you see things and you're just like, whoo, wow.
If I shared half the stuff that I actually laughed at, my page would be so inappropriate, but I just don't.
And that's what I'm saying, like, and now, okay, social media is supposed to be your way, like, we are free, but then you got people that want to apply for jobs, they got people, like, their bosses looking at their stuff, it's like, and they're being judged off of what type of person they are. It's like, well, excuse me, you're only seeing snapshots of my life.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know exactly what I'm doing or who I'm about.
Right.
Like,
right.
And that's the thing, like, we're all judging.
Yeah. That's like, exactly what it is.
It's a thing, and everyone just judges.
Yeah, yep. That's just what
like,
the whole thing is.
I don't want to like it. I don't like it.
And then it's just, like, you see the mindset of some of these people, like, on Facebook, for example, people just, I can't think of an example of, a post right now, but people just say outlandish things, like, and it's just so crazy. Like, I just don't even know.
I'm trying to think.
Sometimes I see things,
I'm like, or be like,
that is wow.
I'm trying to think of an example.
Why, like, what?
Like, how sometimes I'm like, I wonder how that processed in your brain. Like, did those neurons, and I don't know how it works in there, but how did that happen for you?
And it went all the way through to say that it was okay for so you to type it. It's a lot of stuff.
Well, and that's, once you put it out there, you can't take it back.
You can't take it back.
That's so scary.
That's another thing I was going to say. I feel like, for example, like the case where Kevin Hart was going to host the Oscars or something like that. Or I don't know. One of those shows.
And he like...
He had tweets from years behind him and they brought it up. Like, why does he have to apologize for what he said back then?
Right.
Like, I feel like...
He's a whole new person at this point.
It's a whole new person you're talking to. And I feel like he's entitled to his own opinion. Like,
you can't tell me that you've never said or done anything.
And he's a comedian. So you know he says some dumb stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
And we all do. Like, no one's perfect. Yeah.
No one's perfect. Everyone has said something. You'd be like,
I should never said that.
And, like, sometimes you have to recognize the fact that, like, sometimes people say things... They may recognize that they shouldn't have said it, but, like, you should just also be like, you know what? They said it. Whatever.
Whatever.
Move on.
And that's another thing. Why are people so worried about, like, what other people got to say? Like, why do you care?
Why does that affect you so much?
Yeah. And, again, insecurities. Look, it all goes back to self.
Right,
honestly.
Yeah. If the shoe fit, you just
try to lace it up.
But that's why you can't. See, that's what people be generalizing people's posts and stuff like that. But don't take it personal. This is this person's social media. Unless they said it to you, they tagged your name or whatever. Don't take it personal because it's not that real.
It's not that real.
It's just a post. They're doing it for the likes or whatever. Yeah. It's not that big of a deal.
And that's nothing is that real.
Yeah, nothing is ever that real. And then
especially not on social media.
That's what I'm about to say. People be having these full blown life altering problems on social media, but then in person, life just keep going. Like,
right?
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make no sense. Like,
and you know what? I'm guilty for this. When people argue on social media, I read so many of the comments. Like, well, depending on how many it is, but I'm nosy. And when it be arguing, it's hilarious.
It's for entertainment.
It's hilarious. It's entertainment. And do you guys realize people are just laughing at you? Yes. I'm sorry, but it's just like. Yeah. Just
and
save
that's
your
what
energy.
I'm about to say. A lot of stuff that is on social media is entertainment, mm-hmm. and these children growing up with social media being like their main focus, they don't know that.
They can't separate the fact. No. Even I struggle to separate the fact that, like, okay, social media is this part of life, but it's completely not even remotely close to what real life is.
It's not.
And you can't make it like that because...
It's
just not. It's supposed to highlight people's lives.
Yes.
That's what it's supposed
to. The good
to.
Part.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're doing positive things, I mean, I can't tell you what to do with your page. Of course not. That would be going against what I'm saying. But it's just like social media. I feel like, and a lot of people, they lower themselves to get fame on social media for something that really doesn't hold any weight.
Yeah, that's like, what I was saying. Like, I feel like I would be lowering my self-worth if I did some of the stuff that people do
on social media. It's just right, not
but then
worth
also
it.
Everyone also does have different perspectives.
That's true. Yeah, that's what I said earlier in the video when I made that point. That's what I said.
Yeah, that is
different.
Very true.
My view is different.
People do things for business, to make money, career. Like,
right.
I mean, really, like, it doesn't matter what you do in life because you're all just doing your own thing.
Yeah. Right. And that is true.
You can live it however you want to. You can post about it or not. And if you do, great. If you don't, great.
Yeah.
It doesn't
matter. Yeah, it's just, I just don't want, like, people to, like, look back at life like, damn, I did all that just for a couple bucks, like, for money. And it's like, now these people know me as this. Right. Or that's just how I display myself. Like, if that's who you are, hey, by all means do you, but don't do anything for monetary reasons. Like, I feel like that's just a low mindset. Yeah.
And I hate the fact that we do lower ourselves because of what other people are posting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I think we said this in our first episode, but like I said, I've done that before. Just feel like I'm not doing enough or whatever based on what everybody else is posting on social media. But again, it's not that real. And it's not serious. Not that serious. It doesn't matter. Like, again, it's not really what's going on. You just gotta live your life use it to your advantage, I guess. Yeah.
But I do think it's good, like, to see with social media, we're able to see so much of the world that we didn't know was out there until
like that too.
Everyone got on this one these couple of platforms, like,
right.
And a lot of things do get done, like certain causes, like people come together.
Yeah,
it does. Like, it is very beneficial. It's just all in how you use it.
The pros and cons. Everything has pros and cons, right. And so, I mean, social media is just something that's such a prominent part of our lives that we feel like we wanna talk about that and make our thoughts towards it available to you guys.
Yes.
Offering our thoughts.
Social media. Speaking of social media, you guys can follow us on...
Wow, what a segue! I didn't even connect that.
Right. You can follow us on Instagram at yikes.thepodcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, let me get this right. Yikes.thepodcast for Instagram.
Our Facebook page is also yikes.thepodcast.
Yes. Our
Twitter is at the Yikes Podcast.
There
and then we post our YouTube videos every Monday. And our audio is up on all of our podcast platforms on Sundays. So you guys can go into your weeks with a little bit of our... we're dancing.
Yes.
A little bit of our thoughts.
Yeah.
And maybe positivity. Hopefully you guys take some positive lessons and inspiration from us.
Yes. And if you guys are rocking out with us this far, thank you all so
much.
Thanks
so much for
supporting us.
We love doing this.
Yes.
We love that you guys are listening.
Yeah, this is so much this is just so much fun for us to do.
Yes.
So it's nice to have people that also support you just having fun.
Yes. And please reach out to us. Tell us anything you want to talk about.
Message us. Comment.
Subscribe.
You know what I'm saying?
Topics, questions.
If you want to know more about us personally or not too personally, like we just said, social media, we'll be our business out there.
We'll be all in all business.
But anything you want to know, just reach out to us. We'll be glad to, you know, get back to you guys.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Yes. Until next time, guys.
Peace.
See you later.
Peace.